107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's Friday, April 28th. Joining us on the phone line is Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me on this rainy day.
Sydney, it's always a pleasure chatting. It's always great to get together. So I imagine you have a recipe of the week that would be ideal to put together during rainy conditions.
I do. So I heard we're in for quite a bit of rain this weekend. So I thought it'd be great if this week's recipe was something fun that you could do inside with kids, grandkids, nieces, and nephews. So this week's recipe is called apple donuts.
Okay, apple donuts. Sydney, I'm intrigued. Take it away.
Yeah, so I do have to preface this by saying the donut part is in quotes because this creative snack is actually just fruit. So great way to encourage the fruit consumption with kids. And to make this recipe, it's super simple. You're just going to take an apple, slice it into rings width-wise, about a quarter to a half inch thick. Then with a paring knife, you're going to remove the hard center core and the seeds from each apple ring. So then your apple slices should resemble little donuts. And then you're going to spread something like peanut butter, maybe some Greek yogurt, or a chocolate spread on top of your apple slices to act like icing. And finally, sprinkle your favorite toppings on top. Could be something like granola, mini chocolate chips, shredded coconut, or even rainbow sprinkles if you really want to make them look like donuts. And then regardless of what toppings you choose, this recipe is perfect for getting kids involved in the recipe process. They can both spread and sprinkle toppings. And we know that when we involve kids more in the kitchen, that's correlated with kids eating more fruits and veggies and having more varied diets as well. So all around, a win-win recipe to try this rainy weekend.
I think it sounds perfect. It's apple donuts, and we'll have that available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And Sydney, as you say, with kids, certainly to get them involved, they can get creative and have lots of fun with this. But I'm always fascinated, especially with young kids, when you're trying to introduce fruits and vegetables, that sort of thing. When it becomes like sliced or bite-sized, that's when kids get more engaged. If you have the full apple, but if you have the apple chopped up or sliced up, that's when they tend to partake more.
Absolutely. And that's a great point, Jamie. Honestly, changing the texture of fruits and veggies, changing the appearance, the shape, you know, how it's cooked, all of those things can really encourage kids to maybe try something that they've never tried before. And, you know, if you're struggling with picky eating with your child, feel free to reach out to me. I talk to clients about it all the time. I have lots of different strategies. So you can find all my contact information on our Facebook page, which is Your Loblaw Dietitian of Southwestern Ontario.
And there's great ideas on that Facebook page, including a lunch idea that I love called Build Your Own Bowl. And you can check that out. This is a great idea, Sydney.
Yes, absolutely. So there is a post that's it's a great lunch idea, also great for dinners too. Bowls are awesome when you're, you know, trying to clean out your fridge maybe. You want a really quick meal. So really all you need is some sort of a grain, some sort of a protein, some veggies, and maybe a dressing, and you're good to go. So again, if you want to find all those details, they're on our Facebook page.
And we encourage you to check it out. Of course, we have the links on our social media. Again, it's Apple Donuts. Love it, with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Sydney, staying inside with the cats this weekend with all the rain, or what else is going on?
Yes, I will be staying inside. We do have a family birthday tonight, which was supposed to be a barbecue, but I have a feeling it will probably be moved indoors.
So oh, come on.
Definitely staying dry this weekend.
Oh, come on. Just open up the umbrella, get the barbecue going. There you go. Come on.
Nothing wrong with some soggy hamburgers.
There you go. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian is theirs. Thanks again, Sydney, for your time.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope everybody stays dry this weekend.